Amen. He's so good.
Still going on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow.
God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Welcome. Good morning. Today is June the 7th, Friday, and we're so glad you are here. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. God has created each day so that we can live another day to worship Him, glorify Him, and walk in His ways. And also, well, my name is Pastor Josh Penn. Thank you for planting the seeds of the gospel and saving more souls by sharing this video. And also, having people say, Jesus forever. Thanks for the thumbs up, letting me know you're here and supporting this live stream. And I'm so glad each one of you guys are here. Wow, there's a lot of people showing up. Joanna, Marie, Majid, and Jenna, Fortnite crew. Hey, yo, good to see y'all. I'm based in Fremont, California. Just being faithful to God's calling here as we serve the Lord and walk in His ways. And so today, I know we're in for a treat as we learn about living for God first, putting God first in our life before everything else. Because when we put Him first, when you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then He will add all things unto you. And so we talk about a good God who loves us, who cares for us, who never lets us down. And so, yeah, thanks for watching my videos. Thanks for the sub. Thanks for everything. I'm so glad that you guys are able to experience more of Him. We're all about trying to point people to Jesus and not trying to take the shortcut to get views and subs. But we're all about just being about loyal audience, about people who love the Lord and bringing the lost to Him. And so that's the main point of those shorts, which I right now publish 6 shorts a day. Later on, when Baby Pan comes, then I'll be cutting it down to 3 or 4 shorts a day. But yeah, it used to be 3 shorts a day, but then I just upped the game before Baby Pan comes so that you guys can have a chance to experience Him and also experience more of Jesus, more of God. And so we are praising God each and every day, for He is faithful, and He taught me so much through this live stream. He taught me so much as I create more content each and every day. And so, yeah, I know Taylan. Yeah, he knows me. We talk sometimes. It's pretty cool. And so, yeah, I'm really blessed that He's able to let God let me niche down to just do more devotions each and every day, which no one else really does right now on YouTube and on different places. So this is something unique. This is something different, and I praise God for the ability to give me the drive and the ability to speak to you guys, and that you are here and you're special and you're loved by Him. And so we know that there's no accident we're here together, and we have a bunch of just like so many people who love the Lord, and I just thank God for that. And I know in the future we're just gonna have a world more digital as it is right now compared to before, and we just need someone to keep preaching the word, keep being faithful. And in the beginning, it wasn't very much people that showed up. It was actually just maybe down to 5 people, and I would just keep going. It's been a year and a half, and so I'm just so glad we're here. Right now, I just make my own shorts, make my own ideas. They do have a list, but I've already gone past that, grew out of it, learned how to create my own stuff. So just glorifying Him each and every day. Yeah, thank you, Mitchell Larson. Loving the videos. So glory to God. God is the win. When you serve Him, when you walk in His ways, you will see Him add to you. And that's a testimony of living for God first. He will add to you. He will give you and repair and give you relationship emotionally. Even your career might take off. That's when you put God first. You learn and walk in His ways, in His wisdom, in His knowledge, in His discernment. Then He makes your life much easier. Life isn't meant to be living alone, but in fellowship, number one, with God. Loving God first, and then loving others. So yes, He loves you so much, each one of you guys, and He cares for you guys. So Without further ado, let's jump into the passage from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1 to 11, about living for God first. It says, "Therefore, since Christ died and suffered in his body, arm yourself also with the same attitude, because he who suffered in his body is done with sin. No more sin, it no longer has a hold on you. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God, living for the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans should choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry." You're going to want to listen to this passage because it's alive and powerful. And so, listen to the end, guys. And then, they are surprised that you do not join them in their recklessness while living FOMO, and heap abuse on you. But they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. And for this reason, the gospel was preached, and even to those who are not dead, so that they might be judged according to men in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit. And the end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray, and above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over the multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling, and each one use your gift, whatever you receive, to serve one another, to faithfully administer God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking in very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength that God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your wisdom, understanding, knowledge. Lord, I pray that you equip each and everyone here as we hear your word, as we hear your lessons, as we hear what you have to teach to us. Let us take into our heart, into our life, into apply it into our everyday life. Father, we know that you have good things for us, that you promised so many things that we could not ask for. So Lord, I pray that you bless everyone here with the live stream, that it would be words that is sweet like honey, words that are rich like gold and silver. Lord, we love you because you loved us first. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. So we're going to be going through two reflections right here over the passage. And you're going to want to listen carefully because these reflections are actually applicable to every one of us. And it's applicable to me and you. So let's see. Number one is to dare to be different. And number two is to be hospitable people. So daring to be different. Peter, here, he's writing to his audience, to his readers who are going through persecutions and tough times. He's encouraging them to abstain from sin, to stop sinning, to flee from sin, to cut sin out of their life. And sin is everywhere. We live into a sinful, broken world, and we all are sinners, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. For he is perfect, and he is holy, without sin. And the wage of sin is death, is eternal separation from God. But you no longer have to be afraid of being separated from God. You no longer have to be controlled by your sin because of what Christ did. He defeated sin on that cross, and defeated death. And so no longer does sin have hold on you. And you're a free person. You're free from sin, free from the bondage of this world. And now you can live in the freedom of Christ. So live in his freedom. Abstain from sin. Do not live after the world, chasing after the things of the world, because the things of the world will only satisfy you for a short period of time, only temporarily, and over time it's not even going to satisfy you. You're going to try to keep chasing the next high, but that fades away. But the only thing that can truly satisfy you and give you true peace and true love and true hope in life is the Lord our God, when you follow in his righteousness. Amen. So Peter, He's pointing out, however, that we no longer join others in their sin, and they wonder why you are different. Why are you so happy and joyful? Why are you just walking in the ways of righteousness? Why are you different? And they wonder why. And that's an opportunity for you to share. Well, I met Jesus. And Jesus is the Lord, the King, my Savior, and He's changed my life. And He's given me true joy. I have found what truly matters in my life, what adds to my meaning, my purpose. And that is Jesus Himself. And your story becomes a testimony of how good our Lord, our God is. And don't take it for granted, because your story is powerful. And what makes Christians different is not how we are somehow better than others. No, we are called to be different from the world because Christ has redeemed us, reconciled us, giving us new life. And no longer do we have to live according to the world, but we live according to God's will. And when others wonder and ask why you think and act differently, then God has given you the opportunity to share the gospel, the good news, the love of Jesus Christ. And while these questions, people who question you might not always receive that gospel immediately, but you are planting the seeds of the gospel, which may eventually lead to it growing into a tree, into being a fruit of God. They may turn later on. And that's not your choice. And that's not your job. It's not to convert them. Your job is just to be a light to them, to the darkness, to the broken. Your job is to be the salt of the earth, to represent Jesus here on earth. Your job is to be ambassadors of Christ. And so you just speak what God wants you to speak. You just act and do the things that God wants you to do. You see, God wants you to live a life of righteousness, a life free from sin, a life free from addiction, a life free from the things of the world, so that you can live in His freedom, in His care. Amen. And you know that the things of this world is temporary. The things of this world is fading, but the things of God is eternal. And that eternal life that He grants us is our true hope, true promised land that we are aiming for. And we want other people also to join in this journey to the promised land, to the eternal hope, eternal presence of God. And that's why we emphasize on sharing it, because we truly believe in our hearts, inside out, that He is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. And Jesus is the way. And that's why we say Jesus forever. Jesus forever. Wherever you're from, you can say Jesus forever, for He is true and He is the love of our life. Amen. So dare to be different. Allow God to transform you. Allow God to be your King, your Lord, your Savior, for He gives you a life that is well worth living, a life that is knowing that you're not trapped by isolation, depression, by the negative thoughts and the things of the world. No, it has no hold on you. Because you know Jesus, He is in control and in charge, and that you have no worries because He loves you so much, cares for you so much, that He died on that cross for you after giving up His divinity, after giving up His humanity, after being a servant to you, being a slave, being a criminal, deemed a criminal, to die for your sin. Even though He lived a perfect sinless life, He still died as a living sacrifice, as the Lamb of God, to satisfy the wrath of God, so that you may have a relationship with Him. And it says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He sent His one and only begotten Son. Whoever shall believe in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Right, Nina? Do it? Wanna latte? Amen. Pastor Shane, God is good. And the next reflection is, being hospitable people. Hospitable people. That means to be inviting, to care for others, to cater to others. Being hospitable is like you opening your house up so that you have other people come visit you, and they're your guests, and you're like saying welcome. It's like entering the house of the Lord, entering a place where they feel welcomed and not rejected. And so being hospitable people is not easy, but it is well worth it because we know that we are serving not just other people, but serving our one true God. Praise the Lord. And some people will ask me, why am I doing this live? I'm doing this live because I know that a lot of people are hungry. A lot of people need the Lord. A lot of people want to hear the word of God, even though this is a daily devotion for me. But it's also been helping other people. Like yesterday, several people felt the word of God move in their hearts. And some people even cried, but that's because they were able to feel the love of God. Feel that He really truly cares for them. And so this is just meeting the needs of people and serving you. And so I've been doing this 1 hour a day or more. And then I know it's been taking a chunk out of me, but by the grace of God, He's helped me persevere. He's helped me speak to you with clarity that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. With clarity that God loves you and that God wants a relationship with you and that God never gave up on you. And He wants to show you something great in life, a life that is well worth living. He says you don't have to stay where you are at. I have somewhere, something way better for you. And that's why I'm just trying to, He blessed me. And so I'm blessed to be a blessing to you. And then now I can be a blessing to you because my cup overflows. It's not half full, half empty, 10% full, not just full. It's overflowing. And so that I can impart this to you guys. Be hospitable online as well, I guess. Online. Praise the Lord. So thank you guys for saying I'm a blessing. Thank you guys. But I don't want to take the credit because all glory belongs to God. May He increase and I decrease. May His name be known and my name is going to fade away one day. But Jesus' name will prevail and He is triumphant to the very end. And that's why I know this is an eternal glory, eternal thing that we are talking about. It's not just a temporary thing. It's something that will change people's lives forever and ever. And that's why we speak about Jesus, about His Lord, His kingship, His goodness. Amen. So, we talk about how good Jesus is, how wonderful He is. Amen. And so, guys, Peter, he encourages you to practice hospitality, which is perhaps one of the most overlooked Christian gifts. It's easy to talk about it, but it's much harder to practice it because it might inconvenience you. It might cause you to give up some finance, some time, might cause you to open your house up to people you don't want in your house. In the biblical times, guys, 2,000 years ago, people took hospitality more seriously because it would take a longer time to get from one place to another. And so they would respect the guests and say, "Welcome, we're so glad you made the trip, 2-hour trip to get to our house. But now we got cars, we got transportation. It's much faster to get one from one place to another." But does this mean we no longer need hospitality in the present day? Well, certainly not. However, we offer hospitality today. It looks different from back then in the ancient times, but the principle is the same, that we are to do it without grumbling, do it with a heart that shows God's love. God wants us to offer hospitality with our hearts, accepting each other just like Christ accepted us. Amen. We praise the Lord, Leah. We praise the Lord. Yes, Christopher. And Denalo. Praise God, for He is good. Amen. So, hospitality is crucial. And as we grow more like Jesus, grow more like Christ, we will naturally become more hospitable. Amen. Woo! God is good. So, we're going to deep dive into the Word of God, into this 1 Peter chapter 4. And there's going to be several sections that I'm going to walk you through. And it's going to be alive and powerful. And you're going to want to listen to the end because we know that the Word of God is here to move us. It's here to move us. It's here to equip you, build you up, and lead you towards the right direction. Before we get started, I'm going to blow my nose. Jesus forever. Jesus forever. Yes. I said your name. Your name is powerful. Your name is precious. And when I say your name, I would normally say in Jesus' name, God bless you. Because He loves each and every one of you guys. Amen. Pastor Sean Brown says, thank you for letting God use you, Pastor. Glory to God. All glory to God. I'm just a servant. So, in chapter 4 of 1 Peter, it's talking about arming yourself with what? Arming yourself with the mind of Christ. Having the same mind as Christ, who suffered for you, who laid his life down for you, who was a servant leader. And how do you arm yourself? How do you equip yourself? And why do you have to equip yourself? You have to equip yourself with the mind of Christ in order to resist the devil, in order to say no to the devil, in order to overcome these challenges, these trials, these tribulations that you come across. So that's why it's so important to arm yourself with the Word of God, with the mind of Christ, with His habits, with His teachings, with His wisdom. And how do you do that? This is great, right? This is great. There's five ways. Five ways. Number one is to die to yourself, to deny yourself, to give up sin, to say no to sin. And this might be just people don't understand it. But we as humans, we have desires in our hearts. We have dreams, we have hopes. And it's not bad to have hopes and dreams. I'm not saying to give those hopes and dreams up. But you got to put God first. Know that God's plans are the best plans that He has for you. That His ways are higher than your ways. His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. He's the God of unlimited wisdom, unlimited wealth, unlimited glory, unlimited power. And first, we got to seek God and allow Him to transform our mind. And in order to do that, we got to check our egos out the door. We got to let our pride deny it. Check our heart. Say, are you prideful? You got to leave that pride. Just check it out. And the opposite of pride is humility. So, to die to yourself, deny yourself, to give up sin, it's not easy. But as you walk in the ways of God, you'll get better and better at it. You'll become more godly and godlier. And you'll be more and more equipped and armed with the mind of Christ. So deny yourself. It's not easy to be humble. That's why I say, not my will, but yours be done. May you increase and I decrease. And I recognize that I'm just a servant of God. I recognize that I cannot speak unless I'm willing to let Him transform my heart, my mind. This is all by the grace of God. And He is alive and well. Amen. Praise God. And then number two is to do God's will for the rest of your days. Do God's will for the rest of your life. To do the will of God. Now, how will you know the will of God? You know the will of God by seeking it. You seek and you will find. You ask and He will answer. And the will of God, let me tell you what the number one commandment in the Bible is. It's to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And this is the first and greatest commandment of all. And the second is to love your neighbors as yourself. And as long as you love God and love others and love yourself, you put God first, then you'll see your life transformed and you will be armed with the mind of Christ. Amen. Do God's will. And so you know, the will of the Father, He wills good things for you. He made a way for you when there was no way. He made a way for you when we were broken, when we were sinners, when we are. And He sent Jesus to go from heaven to earth so that you can go from earth to heaven, so that you can have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Put God first. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Well, I'm praying for you guys as we continue going down through this list. Number three, be fed up with sin. Be fed up with sin, knowing that you have sinned enough. Be fed up with it. We're to love what God loves and hate what God hates. When I gained that knowledge, was equipped with that, to love what God loves. Like, God, what do you love? You love each one of us. You love, right? I mean, you love hate, righteousness. What do you hate? You hate sin. You hate people who reject you, but you love them. But you love the people, but you hate the sin. You love the sin. No, you love the people, and you hate the sin. Man, we got to get this straight. Be fed up with sin. Love what God loves. Hate what God hates. To be in one mind, one spirit, one soul with God. Amen. So die to yourself. Do God's will. Be fed up with sin. And number four, bear the strange look by the world. You see, we are living in this world, but we're not of this world. But we're sent into this world to testify of what God has done in our life. We're sent here to spread His word, to give Him all the glory in our life. We bear the strange look by the world. They may think believers are strange, are weird. They may slander you. They may make fun of you. They may judge you. But you know, that's one of the biggest fear of people. Of the fear of rejection. The fear of being turned down. The fear of being judged. The fear of failure. These are fears. But God says, do not be afraid. Do not fear. Do not fear. For I am your Lord, your God. I'm your creator. Thanks, Specsops. And I love each one of you guys. And when you are living apart from this world and living in holiness, people will see it. And people will say, wow, you are different. There's something different about you. And I love to know why you are so different. I want to know why. And that's an opportunity for you to share about our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm different. It's okay to be different. It's okay, guys. Wow. Thank you, guys. It's okay to be different. You know, I grew up different all my life. I was a missionary kid, born actually in California, raised all over the world, in Taiwan, in China, when I was in second, fifth grade. I was always different. But even now, I'm different because I'm hearing impaired. I'm different. My speech is different. My hearing is different. The way I talk is different. But in my weakness, God is made perfect. And I can only give Him all glory. All glory to God. So we bear strange looks by the world. We don't go according to the culture of the world, but according to God's culture, Jesus' culture. Amen. Why am I coughing?
Oh well.
I have a prayer and worship tonight with my youth. We're going to be singing 7 songs. I'm going to be leading the worship. Teresa, I'm going to be leading it. And actually, I'm not leading the music part, but I'm leading the prayer part. And we're going to be worshiping the Lord here in Fremont, California. And just praising God. My church is Tree of Life Christian Church in Fremont. So, come check us out. 7 o'clock. And number 5, arm yourself with the mind of Christ. Follow the example of those who gone before you. The gospel, it was preached to them. Follow Jesus, number 1. Jesus first, forever. Jesus first. Ooh, allergies, okay? And then, follow how they responded and escaped judgment. Well, follow, it says, for this cause were the gospel preached also to them that were ordained, and they might be judged according to the men in flesh, but according to God in the spirit. So, know that in the end, it is God who leads us, God who guides us, and God who will judge us. And when you choose Jesus as your Lord and Savior, in this lifetime, 100 years of lifetime, then that will end up where you end up in eternity. You see, your life is like vapor. Your life fades away just like that. But your soul goes on for eternity. And your life will determine where you end up for eternity, whether it's in eternal presence of God or eternal separation from God. When you choose Jesus, you will be with him forever. And when you reject him, you will be separated from him in the lake of fire, in somewhere that no one wants to go. Absolutely no one wants to. No one truly wants to go there. And that's why we preach the word of God. And that's why you are witnesses. You're here being equipped, being armed with the mind of Christ. So, let's review. Number 1, to die to yourself. To deny yourself, to give up sin, your sinful desires, and to live in righteousness. Number 2 is to do the will of God, not just for today, but for the rest of your days, all your life, committed to God. Number 3, to be fed up with sin, hate what God hates, love what God loves, know that you have sinned enough. Number 4, to bear this strange look by the world, even though they might think that you're weird, you're strange. Even though they might slander you, they might reject you, they might judge you. But you still walk in the ways of the Lord. And to say he's your Lord, your Savior. And that there's no one greater than him. Amen. And number 5, to follow the example of those who gone before you. Follow in his ways. Amen. Hello, Alan Bailey. Glory to God. Thank you for being here. And may God bless you. Amen. Follow the example of Jesus. Follow the example of Paul. The example of the righteous people who followed after God. Follow after Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, King David especially, a man after God's own heart. Learn how they seeked God each and every day. How they trusted him. How they lived by faith and not by sight. Following those who also, you see, they're rooted in the word of God. And they love the Lord with all their heart, their soul, their mind, their strength. Follow. Learn from them. I'm still learning from the righteous people in my life. Learning from other pastors who are in my life. Pastor Barnaby, he also streams every day. But he's not doing it for a big crowd. He's doing it for the 71 subscribers that he has. And then there's Pastor Paul Dubé. He teaches me how to lead my youth group. And also, I use coach students in my Fremont area, in my region, the Bay Area to be Christian leaders in their school campus. And we reached over 1,000 students the past year through outreach, through daily meetings, through witnessing, through prayer, through passing out Bibles. And we actually have a witnessing trip tomorrow from 10 to 3 o'clock in Santana Row, California. Wow. Glory to God. He is so good. And I'll pray for you guys at the end. I'll bless you guys at the end. So, glory to God. And then the next part of the passage, is from First Peter chapter 4, verse 7 to 11. It's really talking about living under the shadow of history's climax. Living under the shadow of history's climax. You see, it's talking about living. There's five things about this here. To be, live, being serious, clear-minded, and self-controlled. Be sober, and watch unto prayer. To be serious about this life that you live. Don't take it for granted. Don't take your liberty for granted. Don't be entitled. But instead, listen to God and allow Him to guide you and teach you in everything that you do. Let Him show you the better path that you can take so that you can experience His glory, His love, and you can experience a life of joy, of peace, of love and hope. You want to live not getting drunk, not drinking your life away, not gaming your life away, not binge-watching your life away, not swiping your life away. You don't want to waste your life, for your time and your energy, it is precious. You want to be producers and not consumers. This world is highly moving people towards a consumer mindset instead of a producer mindset. And I know there was a time when I was consumer mindset. I was like, what can I get out of this church? What can I get out of this person? What can I get out of these people, this group? What can I get? That was consumer. But now I lived to be a producer, producing videos, producing more mighty men and women of God. By God's grace, He allowed me to have a producer mindset so that I can keep showing up, keep loving on you through the love of God, because my cup overflows now. Now, a lot of people burn out. A lot of people get tired. And so it takes discipline, takes consistency, takes the love of God, the drive of God, intrinsic motivation in order to keep going. Because if I do it this for my own sake and not for God, then it's fleeting. I'm already satisfied where I am. I am. So, we got to live being serious, clear-minded, and self-controlled. Number two, to live by watching and praying. Be alert. Be alert, guys. Watch. Watch what God is doing. And also, have a heart of gratitude. A lot of people are feeling a lot of emptiness in their life. They're not seeing the good things that's happening around them. They're not seeing how they have a house, they have food, they have clothes, they have so many things. They have a phone, they have access, and they have money, they have things. You have to be thankful and say, thank you, Lord, for giving me each and everything in more than enough. Because He is El Shaddai, God Almighty, God of more than enough. He's Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He is Emmanuel, God with you. Amen. Watch and keep praying. Pray continually. And prayer is the way you talk to God. Prayer, you don't always have to be bowing your heads and praying, even though I do that often. But prayer can be through singing worship to Him. Prayer can be just talking to Him. Prayer can be saying, Lord, I see someone on the side of the street. I'm praying for them. Yesterday, literally, when I got to work, I saw this man on the side of the street. I walked maybe 100 meters to get to him, and then I prayed for him. I didn't say much to him. I just prayed for him. He's like, can I pray for you? He said, okay. And then I prayed for him. And then next time I walked away. And I know God will do what he wants you to do. I'm just planting the seeds with the gospel. And so you can be a blessing to your family. You can pray. If you pray in your own life by yourself, then there are more likely to be chances that you pray for other people as well. Amen. And you pray with others and you pray with them. So live by watching and praying, seeing the good things that God is doing. Number three, to live with fervent love among brothers and sisters in Christ. Because love covers the multitude of sin. Love covers the multitude of sin. And he says, above all things, have fervently charity among yourself, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin. That was the New King James Version. It says, above all, keep fervent in your love with one another, because love covers a multitude of sin. Wow. We are the salt of the earth. We preserve the earth. We preserve our city. We preserve our family. You see, when we love the Lord, our God, with all our heart, soul, and mind, we are light in this world. We are the salt of the earth. And without the salt on the meat, then that meat would rot. That meat would decay. That meat would go bad. Without the salt on the earth would go bad faster. Decay faster, be destroyed faster. So we as Christians, as the church, we are the salt of the earth. We are preserving the earth. And one day when Christians are reunited with God, with Jesus, and raptured, the salt of the earth will disappear. And guess what would happen? There's going to be even more destruction, even more chaos, and the earth will be destroyed by fire. That's the reality of things. That's what the word of God says. And so, we are the salt of the earth. So, know who you are. Know who you are. Know that you are important. An important part of this world. By just following Jesus. And speaking about him. Being a light to this world. Be the salt of the earth. You are important. You are ambassadors of God. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are part of the kingdom of God. You are children of God. And he is your heavenly Father. And he loves you. And he cares for you. And he is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And you are his sons and daughters. That means you are royalty. Under the King, the one of Most High. One and only. And that's why we know that he's the best of all. He is the God over the heavens and the earth. He says, earth is mine in Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. He says, gold and silver is mine in Haggai chapter 2, verse 9. It is all his and his to give. And he wants to give it to you. A father wants to give good things to his children. And he is your heavenly Father. And you have direct access to him. Especially since he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sin. To make a way for you. So that you can experience more of him. To make a way for you. So that you can have a relationship with him. To make a way for you to have access to the heavenly Father. So this is great love. There's no greater love than this. But one to lay their life down for another. No greater love than this, but Jesus, who shows you this fervent love. And that's why we are to live also with this fervent love. His agape love, his unconditional love, is a love that we can find nowhere else except through Jesus Christ, except through his community, except through those who love him. There's no greater love than this, but one who died for us, and that is Jesus Christ. And so he calls us to love as Jesus loves, to care as Jesus cares, to do as Jesus do, and to say as Jesus says. We love each other. We love each other. Amen. And number four, to live showing hospitality and do it cheerfully. In verse 9, it says, use hospitality one another without grudgingly, without complaining. It says, be hospitality, hospitable to one another without complaint. Wow. When you're hospitable, people appreciate it. Well, not everyone appreciates it. Some people take it for granted. Some people just are consumers. But when you are hospitable, you're showing God's love. You're doing God's will. And you're also just giving others a chance to see the true love of God. And we pray that they would go from consumers to producers. We pray that they would learn, wow, I want to be able to show this love as well in my life. When I receive hospitality and care, I feel so loved and I appreciate it. When I see each one of you guys being hospitable to each other on the chat, I feel like, wow, praise the Lord for each and every one of you, for you guys saying amen, for you guys affirming what I'm saying, that I'm not just saying gibberish, that I'm not just saying things to lift myself up. I'm not just saying things to bring you down or condemn you. No, God did not come. Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but give you life and life abundant, a life to the fullest. He came to give you a chance to live this life of true hope, true joy, a life where you can produce the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, faithfulness, humility, all these things, the fruits of the Spirit being produced in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we show hospitality and we do this cheerfully. We don't do this by complaining, by being negative. We do this with a positive attitude. For God loves a cheerful giver. God loves one who gives sacrificially, because that is what he did as well for you and me. He gave his life sacrificially to you and me. He died for you and me. Amen. And number five, to live using your gift. Now, each one of you guys, you have gifts. You guys might be gifted in hospitality. You guys might be gifted in being present. You guys might be gifted in building relationship. You guys might be gifted in music, in speaking, in leading or teaching, or encouraging. In different ways, you have different gifts. And you are to use these gifts to serve God, first of all. Not just for your own interests, not just for others, but to serve God. And what is God calling you to do to serve him? Well, there's many, four, five different ways to use your gift to serve. Serve by ministering to one another, by pointing each other towards the one true God, by saying, you know, without God, I'm nothing. Without God, I would not be here. Without God, there's no this group. But by God's grace, there is this group. By God's grace, he loves you, cares for you. By God's grace, he touches you. And by God's grace, you are not alone. Too many people in this life are living alone in isolation. They're living alone just on their devices and saying, this is good enough. But we're not meant to live life alone. We're meant to live life together in fellowship. Number one, with God. Number two, with others. We're not meant to live life alone. I have lived a life alone in complete isolation. Complete isolation. And that was the darkest and worst moment of my life. And it was really, really dark. But by God's grace, by God's divine intervention, he brought me into a church where God's grace, God's love was there. And they were just loving on me, letting me be able to worship him. And there I cried for 6 weeks straight, each Sunday at the back of the room during the worship time, which would last for an hour straight. I would cry because I felt the presence, the love of God streaming down my, just like in my heart. And my tears would stream down. And my snobs would go all over my nose. And I would just like cover my face as I went to the bathroom. Because, man, I look terrible. And then I come back and I lift my hands up for the first time in my life. In worship. In surrender. And saying, Lord, you are the Lord of my life. And I give you all praise, all honor, all glory. and I commit my life to you. And when he called me into ministry, I was like, yes, Lord, I'll give it all up for you to glorify you. And lo and behold, he guided me every step of the way. 11 years later, 10 years later, here I am, or it's 9 years, here I am with you guys online, preaching, teaching, sharing his word, sharing his goodness, sharing his mercy. We praise the Lord. So we minister to one another. Say, you are not meant to be alone. You are meant to be in this community. The opposite of isolation is community. And the moment that I got in my head that I'm here to build community, that changed my life. There, I built my skills in communicating with other people, built the skills of leading, built the skill of just was able to grow individually and flourish until this point. And learning never stops. There's even more greater things to learn. Praise the Lord. So we serve ministering to one another. Then we serve, number two, faithfully. We don't serve just one day and then we're done serving. It's not just one day. I'm here, showing up online, each and every day, serving every day, faithfully, committed, faithful to who? To God, first of all. And then that faithfulness to God expands to other people. If you're not faithful to God, then you might feel yourself saying, oh, I got everything I can get out of this. Now I'm going to move on. But no. Or I'm not getting anything out of it. Then I'm going to move on. Well, you know, we got to serve God faithfully according to his will, according to his promises, and according to what he has to teach each and every one of us. Amen? Amen. And number three, to serve faithfully by speaking the word of God, by reading the word of God. And that's why it's so important that I don't just speak gibberish, don't just pray and do nothing, I mean anything, but the main key thing is devotion in the Word of God. Speaking the Word of God. The Word of God is alive. It's powerful. The Word of God is our manual in what we should do in our life or how we can know our Heavenly Father. It's a manual which we know the promises of God, giving us true hope and peace in our life. The Word of God saves us from ourselves and lifts us into the presence of our Heavenly Father. The Word of God is alive and powerful. Amen. Praise the Lord, Katie, Adam. Amen. And number four, to ministering through the strength of God, by His strength, I'm able to do this. I am limited. I'm weak. But because he is unlimited, he's powerful, I'm able to rely and lean on his understanding, lean on his strength, lean on the Holy Spirit to empower me to speak his word, to encourage you, to say you are precious. My words alone is not powerful. But God's word is alive and powerful. And that's why so many people are here, to hear his word, to experience him, to love him, to walk with him. Amen? So minister through God's strength. You know, there's a lot of burnouts out there. A lot of people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. A lot of people are just like, I ain't got no energy. Well, my wife caused something. It's called Holy Spirit battery. Sometimes after ministering, she would be exhausted. And she said she was running on Holy Spirit battery. Well, I believe it. When we rely on the Holy Spirit, he will empower us. And then when you're done, you'll be like, okay, it's time to rest. Thank you, God, for the ability to serve you, to minister to others, to be a blessing to others. Okay, number five, that God may be glorified in all things. Do this to glorify God, not to glorify yourself. Not to glorify others, but the sole purpose is to glorify him. Because God works all things for the good of those who follow him. And he works all things also to glorify him. So when you know that, when you're armed with that, Then that will equip you with the ability to live your life in according to His will, with power, with strength, for others, for God. And you'll do it for the right reasons and not for just yourself. Amen. So praise the Lord. So live by being serious, clear-minded, sober-minded, and self-controlled. Number two is to watch and pray. Number three, with fervent love. And number four, hospitality, and do it cheerfully. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. Amen. And then, number five, live by using your gifts to glorify the Lord our God. Amen. Glory to God. So, some of you guys might feel, wow, God is so powerful. God is so good. And I really need Him. And so, I'm going to give you guys a chance to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. To say yes to Jesus forever. And say, you know, I cannot live my life alone anymore. I want to live. I want to change. I want Him. I want Jesus in my life. I want to put Jesus first in my life. Living for God first. Well, say this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you for saving me. And I'm so broken. I'm so lost. Without you, I'm hurting. And I want out. And Jesus, I hear that you are that Savior. So I commit my life to you 100%. Come into my life. Transform me. Change me. Let me be more like you. Lord, I commit to following you all of my days, to reading your word, to praying to you, and to building your kingdom here on earth. Lord God, I thank you for loving me, caring for me, in Jesus' name. And a second prayer for everyone. Lord God, I thank you for this word. It's alive and powerful, that we can be encouraged to live for God first, to let you be the king of our life, and to be the king over all things. Father, we know that there are so many great things that you have prepared for us, so many promises, so we live upon your promises, upon your goodness, your mercy. And Lord, let sin no longer have a hold on us. And we trust in you, because you have given us great things. And Lord, in Jesus' name, we come before you, and I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, that you would provide for them for their every needs, that you protect them from the evil one, protect them in their life, and that you bring healing upon them, their family, and those around them, that you're allowing them to heal them inside and out. And Father God, I pray that you give them wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and discernment in their life. In everything that they do, that you guide them. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. God is so good. Now, I'm going to be focusing on the chats. And I'm going to pray for you guys. I'm going to answer four questions. Application questions. You're going to want to hear my story, my testimony. This is the time to do so. And so, we glorify God, for He is good. Amen. Wow, wow, wow. Rick says, wow. 21 says, amen. Nina Vegas says, amen. Slick says, good stuff, brother. Good word. Thank you. How old am I? I'm 34 years old. And hello, Granger. Levent. Hello, hello. I'm doing great. I'm blessed and highly favored. Praise the Lord. Robert. Adrenaline. Amen. Chris. Amen. Leilani. Amen. Glory to God. God bless each and every one of you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Christopher. God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow. Praise God. I thank you, God, for everyone that here is here in this live stream. And by the grace of God, wow, I was just like blown away by the 70 people that are still here. Normally, we would be down to 30. Back then, we would be down to 5 people, 2 people, 1 people, 0 people. But hey, look at this. God is so good. Hello, Chris. Amen. So the first question out of 4. Fundamentally, what is the difference between followers of Christ and the rest of the world? Fundamentally, what is the difference between your followers of Christ and the rest of the world? Ah, by the way, thank you for the thumbs up. for the like, for the support, for the subscribe, follow, every just thank you. It really helps the channel. And thank you for this daily devotion with you and me. And we just praise the Lord. Hey, amen. I can solve math. Yeah, yeah. I took Calc 2, but I don't remember much anymore. But what's the difference between followers of Christ and the rest of the world? Followers of Christ, we know that when we follow Christ, we have a direction. We have a mission. We have the same mind as Christ. And we have a purpose in our life. We no longer chase the things of the world because we know that only Jesus can satisfy our life. Only He can bring that true satisfaction into your life and bring you into His glory, into this eternal life, into His eternal presence in the future. While the ways of the world, you see, it's empty. They might gain all the knowledge in this world, but yet find there's nothing at the end of the road that is not satisfying. They might receive all the money of the world, but what good is it that you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? It's no good. Money cannot buy your way to heaven. Your work cannot buy your way to heaven. The only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And that's why we say, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. So, be followers of Jesus. Type Jesus forever. Jesus forever. Follow Him forever. Each and every day. Forever and ever and ever. Amen. May He be your God, your King, your Lord, your Savior. There is no one like Him. He is the best way. He is the best friend you can ever have. Amen. And that's why we follow Him. And let Him be the glory, the honor. Have the glory, honor, and praise in our life. Amen, Nina. Jesus forever. And number two, how would you answer someone who asks you why you believe what you believe? You see, how would I answer? I can talk about my story. But I've grown up in a Christian household. My dad was a pastor. He was a missionary, but I've always just grown up knowing the things. It's all head knowledge. I did not really truly experience like inside, like this spirit of the Lord until I was like 25 years old when I truly fell away and came back to Him. But yeah, I was so lost, so broken without Him. And I never want anyone to go through that, the emptiness, darkness of this world, chasing the things of the flesh, the things to satisfy our own desire, only leading to a pitfall, trap of the devil, only to leading to being close to death, close to being close, locked up, close to being put away forever, close to being ending your life. These are reality of the world, how people are addicted to things that are only bringing them down, only bringing them lower, only bringing them towards ruin and destruction. But God, He lifts you up. He brings you higher. He lifts you up and wants to bring you into a life of productivity, a life of wonders and goodness and mercy, a life that is so good. Amen. And so we praise God that He is our King, our Lord, our Savior, and that we can be obedient to Him, and that He showed us a blueprint in our life, why He created us, and He taught us what we should do every day of our life. So how would I answer someone who asks why I believe what I believe? I just know that in this broken world, people are longing for something more. And that best thing that you can ever have is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And so we say Jesus forever, for He is good. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Number 3 out of 4. How does Christ show hospitality to each of us? How does Christ show hospitality to each of us? Well, Jesus said that one day, The Father has prepared great mansions for you. He prepared a room for you. And if he had not, then Jesus will do so for himself. He will make sure that you have a room prepared in heaven. That's hospitality. It's a big, big house with lots of rooms. A big, big house where you can do like honor and praise God. Big, big house where you can be in the presence of God and his glory. Where you can have the tree of life, the tree of abundance. And you can also have no more sickness, no more shame, no more disease, no more darkness. A place so much better than where we're at right now. Heaven is yours when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And this gift of Jesus, this gift of heaven, is from God himself. And you have to receive it. You have to say, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. And have faith in him. And say, wow, you're so wonderful. You have hospitality towards me. You love me. You care for me. He shows his hospitality to me through the love of other Christians, believers, who also believe in the name of Jesus. Christ shows hospitality to us through his word, through his encouragement, through his power, and through the Holy Spirit, which is another gift that he gave us as he was ascending to heaven. He said, there is another gift I give you, Holy Spirit, and you're gonna do even more than I do. Amen. Praise God for his hospitality. Praise God. Amen. And then, number four, what are some ways you can be hospitable to others? Later, I'm going to be buying some dinner for our leaders who are leading worship. We're going to eat together. So buying food, I can invite them to my house. I can, other ways to be hospitable, be recognize your presence here. Like Sam Taraska, Lightning Legend, Corey, Nina, Kumar, Shelly, Luis, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Rosette, amen. God is good. Amen. So, yeah, we give glory to God for all of this. Amen. Wow, God is so good. And since we have 43 people here, I'm here to bless you guys. Type your name in the chat. So I can just bless you guys and let me know you're here. And so we know that God is real. God is true. Jennifer Presti, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Christopher Alvarez, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Luis Barnilla, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. God is so good. Shelly Freeman, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Says, ask and it will be given unto you. Well, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. Amen. Haha. God bless you. Kumar, may God bless you and be with you. And may you experience more Jesus in your life because Jesus loved you. He died for you. He made a way for you to go to heaven. And he also loves to just have a relationship with you. Rosetta says, Ishara is here. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Where am I from? I'm in Fremont, California. We're here in Tree of Life Christian Church. Fremont, and we're just blessing people online, offline. One day, we're going to see revival here in the Bay and beyond. So, we're living for this mission, for this revival. Amen. Francis Vendel R, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Shatress, Adriana, God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. God is so good. Amen. He loves you and cares for you. And he knows all things. And he's in control. So, we have no fear. For God is in control. Napakala. Napakala Films. God bless you in Jesus' name. Says, hi, I just found your channel. Hello, and God bless you. Amen. Chris Brown says, Duane, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. He is great. And thank you for joining me each and every day for this live stream. May God be with you. May God bless you. Continue giving you a great day, a great weekend. Thanks for the like, subscribe, and everything. And thanks for being a great audience today. Gek Stefani, God bless you in Jesus' name. And amen. James, hello James, walk forward. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. So glad you are here. Well, Panda's going to check out. So, one by one, on like, Panda out. Glory to God. Amen. May God bless you. And on TikTok, heart, God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Wow, there's 21 people here now. I'm surprised. But hey, we're going to have more sessions. I need to make more videos and get ahead of the game. Whoa, 25 people. Okay. But God is good. Yes. Rosette, God bless you. He's the way, the truth, the life. He's the only way. Amen. Wow. TikTok, how come it's 30 people now? Normally, you guys, it would be like 5 people, 10 people. But I guess it's Saturday. Are you guys done with school too? Yeah. Michael Pinero, God bless you in Jesus' name. Yes, God is so good. Shelly says, I pray God bless you and your family, Pastor Josh, and your ministry. Amen. Glory to God. He is so good. Thank you so much. Yeah, he is God of overall, and he's blessed my family. And we have Baby Pan coming on June 20th. And so I'm really excited for that. We're on the final 2 weeks, final countdown before the baby comes. And so we're trying to stand firm in the Lord. Happy faith. God bless you in Jesus' name. Says, it's Saturday. Where are you? I'm in California, in Fremont, California. So yeah, what's your name? My name is Josh Pan, or Pastor Josh Pan. And so, yeah. Glory to God. Hello, I am redeemed. God bless you. Wow, I was going to check out. I checked out of one. It has 1,264. I guess there's just more people on the platforms today. But, you know, happy Friday. We're going to try to go hard with those videos so that you can be blessed. And you can hear his word. That you can be standing in the will of God. Amen. Amen. Well, Panda out for TikTok. Glory to God. Hey, Farah Marie says, I've been listening for 30 minutes outside the live. Thank you for sharing the love of God. Hey, God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening for the last 30 minutes, for the last hour. I thank you. Wow. Bless my family. Yes, your family. Be blessed. Be with you. Amen. Well, thank you. Wow. Glory to God. Whoa. Yeah. And then, now, God bless you and be with you. Keep checking out this live stream. Enjoy those videos. Keep living for Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.